Joe from Toronto texting in. Influence is having an audience that you can affect. O-Dog wanting the Kyle Lowry hat is a perfect example of Lowry's influence. Mike, drop. It's true.
You know what? Who's that guy?
Joe from Toronto.
I went and made my own. So there.
You didn't make a 7, did you?
No, I made a 92 hat.
You walk around with your own 92 hat.
All day, every day.
And you take yourself seriously.
Would you wear a captain jersey or a captain hat ever? Overdrive captain?
No, I don't think I would. No.
I'll go see if I have a 92 in my car, just to bother you the rest of the show.
Can you sign it for me?
Check the
I'm not giving it to you. I'll wear it.
All right, wear it the rest of the afternoon.
Okay, I feel I leave right now to go get it?
No, because we got Malcolm on the line.
Oh.
You want to get the definition of influential Torontonian.
Exactly. Okay.
You're dying to figure this out. He is the features editor for Toronto Life. Here is Malcolm Johnston. How you doing, Malcolm?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. I just want to get an understanding on the definition or how you think these people that make the list, how they influence people. A guy like Kyle Lowry, how would you describe him as being an influencer?
Yeah, happy to clarify. So we do this list every year. It starts in August where we start our outreach process. We reach out to all sorts of people across all sorts of sectors, and we get their nominations for who belongs on the list. So a lot of that informs our choices. We limit it to 2019 accomplishments. So this is a list we do every December issue. So we sort of cut it off January to January, and take the accomplishments from that year, and then we put this package together. For the most part, we're looking for change makers, right? We're in the news business, and we're interested in people who are affecting the city in a way that has an impact on people across all sectors. So that might be the mayor who is affecting policy in a municipal way. It might be the premier who affects, you know, environment and education and legal aid and all sorts of things. And then you have someone like Masai, who is a transformative figure in the sense that he brings a different kind of change to the city. He brings a winner's mentality, and he brings a championship to the city. So it was pretty obvious to us from our outreach and just from being citizens of the city that Masai was a clear choice for our number one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would disagree with that. I mean, Masai, it speaks for itself, right, what he represents.
Exactly. And by extension, Kyle Lowry is a part of that. Larry Tannenbaum is a part of that. Brittany Donaldson, who's one of the assistant coaches, is a part of that. Shannon Hosford, who's the marketing director at MLSE.
Nick Nurse was on your list.
Nick Nurse, right. So the theme of this year was really Raptors domination.
Well, you included the three Blue Jay rookies. Now, Bianca Andreescu's on there, and that would speak to winning. But Vladdy.
Well, there's an influencer right there, Bianca. I mean, how many young girls picked up a tennis racket
Absolutely.
This summer and said, I want to do this?
But take us through the Blue Jay decision, because, yes, they were highly popular when they came up, but the team was atrocious. So how did those three players get in?
Yeah, I mean, the theory in sports is you're either selling wins or you're selling hope. And the Raptors are selling wins, and right now the Blue Jays are selling hope. They got these three young guys who are exciting. They've come up together. They're highly touted. Two of them finished in the top 10 for Rookie of the Year race. You know, they've got this nickname, the Blue Jeans. They're all friends. They're very marketable. They're very energetic, positive figures. And while the attendance numbers aren't quite there, you can see that the future is bright for the organization.
How do you explain Austin Matthews not on that list? He seems to be a superstar in the National Hockey League. Every kid in Toronto has that jersey. How do you explain him not being on that list?
You're very right, O-Dog, and I listened to the audio from yesterday, and you had a lot of passion in your voice. I appreciate that. That's not even a hot take. It's scorching hot.
Oh, yeah. Volcanic.
So Austin Matthews is. He's an icon for people in the city. I guess the answer is that it's not like we've got 50 influential people in the city and everybody else is not influential. Mm-hmm. We have a list, probably we could fill 18 books of influential people, but what we have to do is make the hard choice of who is in the top 50 this year. And so ultimately, the Leafs, we didn't get as much feedback about the Leafs, and we felt like, you know, two first-round exits. I mean, even now, it's sort of continued with a bit of mayhem with Babcock gone and a bit of a losing skid. So they're in this middle ground between selling hope and selling wins, and 2019 just so far hasn't been their year. Maybe next year is the year where they're on the cover. That would be great, but they just didn't crack the top 50 this year.
All right, Malcolm Johnston from Toronto Life. Before we get you out of here, if the list was never ending, every member of society was included, all whatever it is, 6 million people in the GTA, where would the Overdrive show rank? Where do you think we would rank in terms of influence?
Brian, you were defending the list yesterday?
Yeah, I was.
I think you were 51 this year.
Thank you.
Holy smokes.
That sounds about right.
Are you being serious?
I was somewhere in the
51?
Middle. I was somewhere there. Like I've, you Hold were all
you
over.
Were you were top 500 for sure.
There you go.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Think of us next year. I mean, we're not shy. We'll do anything. We'll sell our souls to get on that list.
We will pay you.
You've got my email. You got my phone number.
All right. Thank you, Malcolm. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Malcolm Johnston from Toronto Life. Yeah, we have no morals. We have no integrity.
By the
Friend
way,
of the show.
Was, don't even. He, you were not 51.
He just said that.
No, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean,
okay.